And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have the director of the San Rafael Art Guild, Kaylin Nguyen, with me over the phone. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Rochelle.
Oh, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me about your wonderful event that's coming up. But first off, I want to let listeners know exactly what is the San Rafael Art Guild.
Okay, well, first of all, let me introduce myself. My name's Kaylin Nguyen. I'm a wife, mother of four, and an artist, and I've lived in Farron for the last 25 years, but I grew up in Cleveland, Utah, on a farm where we had crops, horses, cows, and I love the landscape and the people of this area, so I strive to convey that in my paintings. But for the last little while, years I would say, I've been contemplating the idea of starting an art guild. I have a lot of enthusiasm for creative pursuits, and I recognize the benefits that it has for individuals and communities. And so, like any other field of work, artists, it's the same. We need camaraderie, continued learning, the opportunity for growth, inspiration, and feedback.
So how many members do you currently have now?
We have a nucleus of people who have been coming to our meetings, which we started having meetings this past summer in June. And to each meeting, I'd say we'd have anywhere from a dozen people to just somewhere in that area. Sometimes the same people, but they can't always come to every meeting we've had. But we are open to anyone who is interested to come and see and add your ideas and knowledge and enthusiasm.
Now, is there membership dues in being a part of the Art Guild?
Yes, we have decided that we would have a $50 annual membership fee, and mostly that will go towards an annual show that we are trying to establish that we'll have every year around this time of year.
And that's kind of what brought you here, is what we are going to talk about. You guys are hosting your first annual art show and sale.
Yes, the first annual San Rafael Art Guild show and sale, and it will begin November 16th and 17th in Huntington at Miller's Landing Event Center. We are going to be there from Friday, 6 to 9 on Friday night and 6 to 9 on Saturday night. And the participating artists, we have six of us participating. I can tell you a little bit more about that if you'd like. But
yeah, go ahead and list. Give us a list of the artists that are going to be featured.
Okay, we have myself. I'm a painter. I'll have a lot of sizes of paintings. Some friends of mine that are participating, Jan Fowler, she's a painter, and she is in Farron, Utah. Eldon Holmes, he will have some of his bronze sculptures there available. And I'm not sure, some other things, maybe some metal sculptures and bronze sculptures. Chase Jensen, who is an illustrator and painter in Cleveland, he is going to be there with some signed copies of his books that he's illustrated that are published. Sharon Bunderson is a really talented artist from Castledale, and she has some of her paintings that will be available. And I have been posting these on Facebook for the past week or so, and I will continue to post some examples of some of these artists and myself, some of our work.
So what type of artwork? Is it like watercolor, charcoal, paint? Does it vary?
Mostly for myself, I work in acrylic on canvas, and we also have Tiffany Justice. I don't want to forget Tiffany. She is also coming with some whimsical paintings on canvas, and I believe hers are acrylic. Jan will have all different mediums in painting, and Sharon is an oil painter. Chase is a painter also.
Oh, wow. Sounds like some very talented artists are going to be on hand.
Yes.
Now, not only is it going to be an art show, guests can come and attend and will actually have the opportunity to purchase some of the items?
Yes, they will be for sale, and you'll be able to talk with the artists and see what they have available. Some of the artists will be willing to take commissions if anybody would like to order special paintings. It's just a chance for the people in our community to come out and see the talent that is available here locally and support that. And also, if you wanted to find a unique and meaningful gift to give people that you love in for holiday gift giving, it's a perfect time for that. So we encourage that. And just to support the local businesses and local people.
Now, any idea what we're looking at, price range for some of these pieces?
Yes. To give you a general idea, the most expensive thing would probably be the sculptures. And we will have things in the price range anywhere $10 to $15 on up to $1,000. And the bronze sculptures may be even more expensive than that.
All right.
Just a few thousand.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time. You're going to have some live music and some goodies there as well. So it just...
Yes.
What time did you say this is again?
It's from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday night and Saturday night at Miller's Landing Event Center. That's right on Huntington Main Street, the old building, brick building that's been restored. It's a nice venue, and we're happy to have that for our event.
All right. Well, Kaylin, is there anything else you want to add? Do you want to do one more last invite to get people to come out and see these talented artists?
I would just like to add, the Sanderfeld Art Guild is just in, you know, being established. We invite anyone who is interested to come to our meetings. I talk about that with people that I see. I post it on Facebook. Our motto is Create, Grow, Appreciate. And it's a place for artists to come together to support, give back to the community, encourage and inspire one another. And for our event we are having next weekend, I'm excited about it, and I'd like everyone to just come check it out and see what we have to offer.
And it's free admission, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it's free.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, I appreciate you so much for taking some time to speak with me over the phone and letting our listeners know all about this great event. So again, it's the San Rafael Art Guild First Annual Art Show and Sell. It's going to take place November 16th and 17th at Miller's Landing, which is on Main Street in Huntington from 6 until 9 p.m. And there is going to be some awesome artists there. Some of the featured artists that will be there was Eldon Holmes, Tiffany Justice, Chase Jensen, Jan Fowler, Sharon Bunderson, and of course, Kaylin Nguyen will be there. So be sure to make time to go out there and see these wonderful, talented artists we have in our area. So, well, Kaylin, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Rochelle.
All right. Well, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.